you had, if you had, if you had to discipline a child, you might say, now, if you don't look out, I'm going to give you a...
Spanking.
Okay, you ever use the term whipping?
Whipping, yes. Or lashing.
Okay.
Depends on how angry I am.
When you go to the store, if you buy, say, a pound of coffee or something, but when you check out, they'll put it in a what?
A bag.
Okay, and the bag is made out of what?
Paper.
Okay. Is the bag the same thing as a sack?
Or
is,
yes.
Is a sack never always made out of cloth, or could you say paper sack?
Could say paper sack, yes.
In the old days, you used to buy potatoes in a heavy sack. It was made out of a kind of funny material.
Okay.
What about, are you familiar with the term a turn of wood or a turn of corn or anything like that? Okay. That's going pretty far back. Now, your dad, maybe that's the...
Well,
my dad could come up with some
wood. Yeah, the amount of wood that you can carry in your arms at one time is called a turn of wood. But people don't carry wood an awful lot anymore, so they might not be familiar with that. What about the thing that goes in the lamp here to make it light?
Light bulb.
Okay. Something that you might carry clothes in. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or you might put dirty clothes in.
Clothes hamper.
Okay.
Is that strong enough? Or do you need some more coffee?
Oh, this is fine. Yeah, that's good.
You want to fix your dad's phone? You don't?
Okay, you said clothes hamper. Would you ever use any other term if it's wicker kind of stuff?
Basket.
Okay. We were talking a minute ago about a barrel. What about a smaller thing that looks just like a barrel that, say, on nails come in it sometimes, or... I guess some kind of food comes in, or liquid.
A can.
No, it's a wooden. It's smaller. Oh, this time, would you ever hear the term keg?
Keg, I have heard that, yes. Okay.
Not
like a beer.
Alright. What about, in the old days, way back in the old days, like the Revolutionary War days, when women wore these big full skirts, they had to have what under the skirts to make them stand out? Okay. If you had an old-fashioned bottle, what might you put in the top of it to keep stuff from spilling out?
Cork.
Okay. What about a thing that you blow on and make music?
Horn.
No, this long, and it's got a bunch of... Okay. What about one that you flip this way? Have you ever seen one of those?
I've seen one, but I don't know what it's called.
Do you ever hear a harmonica called a mouth harp or a French harp?
French harp, yes.
Okay. What do you use to drive a nail with?
Hammer.
Okay. And the part of a wagon that sticks out in the front that you hook the horses to is called what?
Tongue.
Okay. What if you, now this one, I'll just ask for the fun of it. What if you've got... Well, if you have a tongue, you usually hitch two horses to that, one on each side. What about a rig that's made for one horse, where you've got the things that go out on each side of it? You know what they're called?
I have no idea.
Shafts. I just, that's on here, so I thought I'd go ahead and ask.
Jim
that.
Would have known that.
Some people call them shafts or fills or fills. Most of this stuff is wagon terms. Let's see. Talking about something that was real heavy. We couldn't move that log, so yesterday we hitched a chain to it and what it out of the field.
Drug it out of the field.
Okay. When a man gets ready to plant a garden, he has to go out first and do what to it?
Plow.
Okay.